Little town, it's a quiet village. Every day like the one before. Little town, full of little people. Waking up to say, bonjour, bonjour,
bonjour,
bonjour. There goes the baker with his tray, like always, the same old bread and rolls to sell. Every morning just the same, since the morning that we came to this poor provincial town. Good morning, boy. Good morning, monsieur. Where are you off to? The bookshop. I just finished the most wonderful story about a beanstalk and an ogre. That's nice. Marie, the baguettes. Hurry up. Look, there she goes, the girl is strange, no question. Dazed and distracted, can't you tell? Never part of any crowd, cause her head's in books and clouds. No denying she's a funny girl, that ma'am. Bonjour, good day. How is your family?
Bonjour, good day. How is your wife?
I need 6 eggs. Expensive. There must be more than this provincial life. Ah, Belle. Good morning. I've come to return the book I borrowed. Finished already? Oh, I couldn't put it down. Have you got anything new? Not since yesterday. That's all right. I'll borrow this one. That one. But you've read it twice. Well, it's my favorite. Far of places, daring sword fights, magic spells, a prince in disguise. If you like it all that much, it's yours. But, sir, I insist. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Look, there she goes. That girl is so peculiar. I wonder if she's feeling well. With a dreamy, far-off look and her nose stuck in a book. What a puzzle to the rest of us as well. Amazing. It's my favorite part because you'll see here's where she meets Prince Charming, but she won't discover that it's him till chapter 3. No, it's no wonder that her name means beauty. Her looks have got no parallel. But behind that fair facade, I'm afraid she's rather odd. Very different from the rest of us. She's nothing like the rest of us. She's different from the rest of us. It's fair. She's nothing like the rest of us. She's different from the rest of us. It's fair. Wow, this is Shrot guest on. You're the greatest hunter in the whole world.
I know.
No beast alive stands a chance against you, haha. And no girl for that matter.
That's true, LeFou.
And I've got my sights set on that one.
The inventor's daughter?
She's the one, the lucky girl I'm going to marry.
But she's
the most beautiful girl in town.
I know, but
that makes her the best. And don't I deserve the best?
Well, of course, I mean, you do, but...
Right from the moment when I met her, saw her, I said she's gorgeous and I fell. Here in town, it's only she who's as beautiful as me. So I'm making plans to woo and marry Belle.
Look, there he goes. Isn't he dreamy? Monsieur Gaston, oh, he's so cute. Be still, my heart, I'm hardly breathing. He's such a tall, dark, strong, and handsome brute.
Bonjour, pardon, good day. May we call this bacon? What lovely grapes and cheese, 10 yards, 1 pound. Excuse me, please let me through. This bread, this fish, it's stale. Madame's mistaken, there must be more than this provincial life. Just watch, I'm going to make Belle my wife.
Look, there she goes, a girl who's strange but special. A most peculiar mademoiselle. It's a pity and a sin, she doesn't quite fit in. Cause she really is a funny girl, a beauty, but a funny girl. She really is a funny girl.